Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michigan State did not play this weekend. Michigan did. And Gator, they got a not loss at Rutgers. And it was kind of thing that, you know, it was a struggle. It was painful at times. As far as what to take out of it, their defensive struggles are bad. It's for real. It's probably not going to get any better this year. Their offense, they ran the ball. At least they had a lead back, and that's something that I like. And it was the guy that I wanted to see more of, and that's Hassan Haskins. But you know, even then, it was 20 carries, 100 yards. It was nothing incredible. And probably not indicative of improvement there. The rush D, I mean, again, statistically okay, but I'm not really buying into that against Rutgers. The one thing that there might be some merit to is not how good is Cade McNamara, it's just simply, is he better than Joe Milton? They both got opportunities against the same defense. Milton got five possessions that produced no points. McNamara, first six possessions, scored four touchdowns. There was the overtime touchdowns. And, you know, against the same defense, one of them produced and one of them didn't. And the million-dollar question that everybody's asking is, why didn't they go to him earlier? And, if you know, what could the answer possibly be? It could be coaching malfeasance. It could be stubbornness, or it could be the kid's just gotten better over the last few weeks and has taken a stranglehold on this job. But I don't think it's a course changing win by any stretch of the imagination. Everything that applied a week ago, I think still applies. The only thing is whether or not they have made enough of an improvement. Did they make a legitimate improvement anywhere? I would argue that the only place that really could be said as the quarterback position. And how good or bad it is, I'm not ready to plant a flag, but I do think it is better. How much better? We'll see.
Well, there's no question McNamara is a better quarterback for this offense and this team than Joe Milton is. I mean, that can't be argued. They both had, as you said, they had opportunity in the same game, and Milton was not good. He was 5 of 12 in the game and 0 for 5 with his drives and trying to score. And McNamara was obviously much better. As soon as he stepped onto the field, he looked like a competent quarterback. Hey, like you, I'm not heralding this kid to be the next Heisman candidate, the September Heisman or whatever. Forget all that. I just think it's night and day. He's that much better than Joe Milton is. And if he looked that way, albeit in one series against Wisconsin against the defense, and probably didn't care too much at that point. But he looked great in that one series. And then he picked up where he left off and did that against Rutgers, albeit Rutgers not the greatest defense in the world. But it doesn't matter. What matters is how did he look compared to the other guy? And there isn't a Michigan fan out there, and I'm not a Michigan fan, but there's not a Michigan fan out there that's going to say, no, Joe Milton should be the guy. Nobody's going to say that. It's Cade McNamara. And to me, that comes down to just a coaching blunder. Because if fans can see this easily with, you know, half a game and then one possession in the previous game, how the hell couldn't the coaching staff have noticed this whole time? And I get that it's a COVID year and there was no spring practice and, you know, training camp was going to look different, and maybe they had to plant the flag early, and we got to have a quarterback right away so we can, you know, give him all the reps to get ready for the start of the season. And maybe it's as simple as that. But they erred. They made a mistake. Huge mistake. Cade McNamara is better than Joe Milton. It's that simple. As far as the rest of it's concerned, I mean, you know, you beat Rutgers, great. You avoided embarrassment. And I don't think that they're, you know, a lot. You allow the kids to celebrate because it's a win. It's an emotional win for as bad as they played this season. They get a triple overtime win. If I were a player on that team, I'd be thrilled that you got the win. Now that it's over with, you got to get back to work and get ready for Penn State. And you reflect maybe for a half a second. The players don't do this. The coaching staff doesn't do it. We'll do it. And, you know, you beat Rutgers is what it came down to.
Yeah. I mean, the only plausible explanation that seems to make any sense would be that McNamara has simply improved the last few weeks. But again, that's something that they know, only they know. And was he this much better in practice all along? Was he this much better and they went with the other guy? It wouldn't make any sense. But
well, you gave three scenarios that could have made sense.
Yeah. I want to see. I mean, I'm going to ask the question this week, and Harbaugh will probably get that question today at noon, so we'll hear what he has to say. But as far as, you know, here's a little subtlety, right? And this is something I'm going to seek a little bit of explanation on. And Jansen pointed this out to me, and look, I saw it when it happened live. In McNamara's first series, on the first touchdown pass to Cornelius Johnson, he's in a shotgun. He's got Zach Charbonnet set up to his right. And Jansen says, and I can't find it on the highlight because I need to see, the highlight picks up after he did this. He turns and says something to Charbonnet. The ball gets snapped. Charbonnet darts in front of him, picks up a blitzing corner. After the game, I asked McNamara about each of his touchdown passes and runs, and he said, they actually showed a pressure we hadn't seen from them yet, where they brought the corner and the strong side linebacker. And he said, Cornelius Johnson, they didn't expect him to go deep. I laid it out there. But really what made that play was Zach Charbonnet. And I want to know, did he actually decipher a blitz they hadn't seen Rutgers run yet and get Charbonnet into the right place? Because one of Joe Milton's last snaps, an unblocked blitzer comes right up the middle and tackles him. And is it something that is doomed pre-snap if you don't see it coming and check into the proper coverage? And is that one of the big differences? Is one quarterback's ability to see it before the ball is snapped, check into the proper coverage to give a play a chance, and maybe the other one isn't? It's a theory, and it's a theory I'm going to try and get to the bottom of this week.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, that's awesome because he understands defenses. But ability-wise, it's just, I mean, come on, man. One guy throws the ball much better than the other guy. And it's not to say Milton didn't have a couple of nice passes. He actually threw a couple of nice passes in the game. But every pass that McNamara basically looks like it's a nice pass. To me, it's a no-brainer who the better guy is for the position. And, I go back to the coaching staff for not identifying this earlier. And the bigger indictment is that you still gave up a ton of points and a ton of yards to Rutgers. Rutgers ran up nearly 500 yards in offense. Now, I get that it was a triple overtime game, but it is a short field when you're looking at that. You're looking at a whopping, you know, extra 75 yards. So they gave up, you know, well over 400 yards in regulation to a Rutgers team. That shouldn't
defense
happen.
Is a mess. It is
that
a
just
mess.
Shouldn't happen. And, you know, everybody gets excited about the high-end recruits because they come in with the four and the five stars and immediately they get anointed as being the next greats that are going to be, you know, donning the maize and blue. And that's unfair to them because they had yet to really show themselves in a game where they're worthy of it. And it's not fair to them.
But
so it's not fair that Daxton Hill gets this label like he's a can't miss because he's a five-star guy when he looks okay. He doesn't look fantastic. Or same thing with, and I hope McGrone's okay, but same thing with McGrone. They've got nice players on paper, but when it comes to getting onto the field, they got to be coached up.
And at the end of that game, there's something that's going on in Ann Arbor that just isn't happening at Columbus. Michigan had three either walk-ons or former walk-ons on the field playing defense. And in Columbus, I went through and looked at their game against Indiana, and all their walk-ons are special teams guys, long snappers, kickers, like kickoff guys, and two running backs that run down on kickoffs. They don't have walk-ons on their two deep. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Paul in Detroit. Hi, Paul. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, hold up. I got to call you back.
You can call us back? Are you there?
No, yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi. Sorry, guys. Yeah, today I got a champ and a chump.
All right.
And the champ is Patrick Mahomes. Once again, he's proving that he's the best quarterback the NFL has to offer. Yet another game-winning touchdown in the waning seconds of the game. Guy is freaking amazing.
Yep.
The chump is myself. And I have to chump myself because I so want to be Lions free, and I just can't do it. I'm like strung out on them. It's like I need a 12-step program to rid myself of these guys.
Sports fandom is a crazy thing, Paul, where it just gets ingrained, and it's almost like once it's a part of you, you can't control it. You can try, but you can't.
It's unbelievable because, like I said, every fiber of my being wants to be Lions free, especially after that debacle yesterday. But here I am. I'm calling you guys about it, proving once again I have no control. I have no power over the Lions.
It's a tough thing.
Put me on your chump list, but the champ is definitely Patrick Mahomes. He's the man.
Thank you. 248-539-9797.
It doesn't seem to matter how much time you give him. He's just going to come right down the field. It really, to him, it looks like it's just a game. It's a game he's mastered and he's bored with, and, oh, okay, now I'll start playing. He can flip the switch on any time. We talked about that with the Red Wings, how good they were back in the late 90s into the 2000s. It was just like, they just flip the switch and they can go. It's like that with Patrick Mahomes. It's amazing.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.